Blog Talk Radio.
Sports fans, it's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room. We are on our 27th episode. We're almost to 30. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio at 11:01 Eastern Time for Inside the War Room. A great series to get involved with. A lot of different good prospects we've had over the last few weeks. 27 episodes in the books. Tonight we will be joined by special guest Tyrell Williams of Western Oregon. He's a wide receiver, 6'4", 218 pounds. I'm rounding him up a little bit from his other measurements simply because he's been working out and getting ready for the NFL grind. Williams is a big target. He has great hands, and he's got deceptive speed. He's a lot faster than most people give him credit for. It's going to be attractive to NFL teams going forward. You know, a lot of teams are looking for big size wide receivers, and Tyrell is going to be a guy that's going to impress people. Just a few accolades under his belt. He was the Great Northwest Atlantic Conference Offensive Player of the Week one time last year. He's the all-time leader in receptions in the Great Northwest Atlantic Conference. He's a second all-time in receiving yards at Western Oregon University. He's a three-time all-conference first-team player, and he was a 2014 preseason All-American. He's quite decorated, and he's a really great young man with a great head on his shoulders. A team that's looking for a bigger red zone threat definitely is somewhere you should go with Tyrell Williams, and he'll be joining us very shortly. If you missed this interview in its entirety at all, visit NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. We've got 26 archive interviews there. Tyrell's interview will be included in the archives forever and to the NFL Draft War Room Hall of Fame, pretty much. 27 episodes, and we will continue to have more episodes with that. We'll also do the shadow comparison. We'll ask Tyrell about his who he compares his game around and who he models his game around. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for this evening, Mr. Tyrell Williams. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a long day. I'm very hungry, actually. I haven't had dinner yet, and it's actually quite a long day for me. So as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to make myself a nice Caesar salad. So I'm hungry, but I've been looking forward to a show. I've been prepping for it for the last hour and a half. And I told our listeners a little bit about you, your size, a few accolades under your belt, which you're quite decorated for your time at Western Oregon. And I've talked to them a little bit about your film, but I was going to go more into detail when you actually joined us on air. So welcome aboard, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join Inside the War Room tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Glad to be on.
Not a problem. Let's jump straight into it. We've got about 22 minutes. We're going to talk about your NFL or towards your NFL journey and through your college days and stuff like that. We'll also talk about your training. I know that's been going very well, and we'll talk a little bit about that. So you went to Cascade High School, and you were going forward to Western Oregon. Tell me about the process and how your high school developed you into choosing your college of choice, which was Western Oregon, and how did Coach Ferguson, you know, he was an alumni of the school in 91, but tell me about how your high school journey developed you for the process at Western Oregon, and how did Coach Ferguson have a key role into bringing you in as a player?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, going to a smaller school at Cascade, it was kind of in the middle of all the schools there, so it was about 700 students, so it was a smaller one. But, I mean, growing up, like my freshman, sophomore year, I was more of a basketball guy. I kind of thought that was the route I was going to take. And then I had an older brother who's 2 years older than me, so he was a junior when I was a freshman, and I kind of saw him go on the football route, and so I kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps a little bit because he was a big name around the school and was one of the best running backs in the state. And so I kind of wanted to chase after what he was doing. And so that was the main reason I started turning towards the football route. And I played varsity my junior and senior year for football, and transitioned from playing quarterback to receiver because I started growing and getting a little bit faster. And so I wanted to start moving around a little bit. And then Once my brother graduated, he ended up going to Western Oregon to play football, played corner there. And that was one of the main reasons I wanted to go to Western Oregon, was to be able to continue playing with him for a couple more years. So when I first got there, I redshirted, and he had redshirted also. So we got to play together for 3 years, going against each other in practice because he was a corner, I was a receiver. And so that was a lot of fun. It was probably the best experience I had in college, being able to play with him continuing through college. And so the main coach that recruited me out of high school was Coach Overland, defensive back coach at Western Oregon, and along with Coach Ferguson. And they just were excited to have me out there. They liked my size and speed coming out. I was a real skinny guy coming out of high school, though. I was only about 6'4", 170 pounds coming out of high school. So they kind of saw the upside to me if they could put some weight on me and keep my speed going. And so, I mean, having them and having my brother just influenced me for all the academic reasons and the sports reasons to come out there. I mean, that was the main focus, was being able to play with my brother. And then I really love the coaching staff as well.
You know, I think it's important when you pick a school, especially going forward at any level, that you're comfortable with the coaching staff, someone that's going to develop you not only as a great, you know, ball player, but someone that's going to develop you into a man going into society, get you ready for the world, whatever it may be. If you take your talents
Absolutely.
To the NFL, or if you take your talents, you know, to a job setting, I think coaches do a wonderful job. And, you know, almost every guest I've had on the show, it seems like the coaching staff has done a great job doing that. Tell me about your
mm-hmm.
relationship with Ferguson a little bit more. And, Miguel Gonzalez, I know he was your wide receiver coach. I know he's moved around a little bit. I know he did a few different other positions, but how have the coaches developed you not only as a sound player? You know, you're a preseason All-American. You're a three-time All-Conference player. How have they developed you not only as a player, a well-rounded player, but, you know, as a humble man going forward into your journey in life?
Yeah, I mean, coaches here were great. When I first got here, I had a receiver coach named Coach Bartlett, and then he switched, and I had another coach, Davis, my sophomore year. But the last 3 years I had Coach Miguel Gonzalez. I mean, he was awesome. He's a great guy to learn from, and he helped me go through all through those 3 years that I was the main starter, the main target out there. He kind of just takes the pressure off you and helps you through a lot of stuff that comes with playing at the college level. And so, I mean, having him was awesome. And Coach Ferg is one of the best coaches. I mean, with the guys I came in with in my class, he kind of just groomed us all, and we all stayed together. And we're a pretty close-knit group, and he kind of just let it up to us, our junior and senior year, on how we kind of wanted to run the team and how we wanted everything to be handled. And he kind of just let everything filter its way out internally with the leadership that we had. And so, I mean, he just kind of gave us the experience to be able to figure things out on our own, and he was there to help us and walk us through stuff. But it was mostly just up to us seniors and the leaders on the team to make sure things happen the way we wanted them to happen and just take care of it from there. And the other main coach is Coach Corey Metzger. She's our strength coach, and, I mean, she's probably one of the best in the country, I would say. And I mean, she put almost 40 pounds on me and continued to keep my speed and feel great every game, every practice, all that. And I mean, she's one of the main reasons our programs throughout the entire school are doing good. Our men's basketball team is ranked in the top 25 in the country now. And our track team is great. All the teams out here are wonderful. And I think that it really comes back to Coach Metzger as well. She has everybody in tune and working hard. And I mean, she's probably one of the best things for our university, especially our athletics.
I think it's great when you have a great staff that really develops you, as I've said. And I think it speaks louder than words. You know, something that maybe people interviews like, yeah, you know, he just told us that, you know, you're 170 pounds coming out of high school, but let's get something straight here. Your work ethic is insanely amazing. I mean, I know that's kind of, I don't know, a jumbled word there, but it's insane because, you know, you're 6'4". I rounded you up to 218 because I know you've been actually working and getting ready for the grind, so I'm guessing you probably put on, you know, 4 or 5 pounds more of muscle since you've started with parabolic sports. Your work ethic is great, and, you know, I think people don't see that necessarily just from saying, oh, he's coming out of high school at this size, but you've made huge strides, and not to mention, you know, you've kept your speed, which makes you attractive for NFL teams. You have great hands, you have rare size, you know, guys, everyone loves the bigger receivers. It's definitely a trend right now, and you're definitely part of that. Who do you mold your game around into the NFL, and who do you watch a lot of tape of? Who do you compare yourself to, or somebody that, you know, you say, hey, that's really who I mold my game around? And then I'm going to let you know who I'm comparing your game to. It took me a while. I finally found the guy. It was between three different men, but I think the guy I have is pretty much spot on.
Okay. The main thing I look at is the guys with real good footwork. I watch a lot of film on, like, Chad Johnson, Antonio Brown, Terry Brown. And as far as game film, I like to watch a lot of Randy Moss. And a lot of people say he didn't have a lot of good routes, but, I mean, if you really sit and watch him in the games, his routes are unbelievable, the way he's able to disguise his speed and make it look like he's going full speed when he's really not, and then really kick it into full speed with a long stride, kind of like similar to mine. So I like to watch him and really see how he controls his body in his routes and out of his routes and stuff. And that's the main guy I really like to watch. But when it comes to footwork and stuff, I don't think there's anybody better than Chad Johnson getting off the line and just the quickness of his feet, how he can go through a ladder and how he can transition the drills that he does to his routes and getting in and out is just second to none. So I like to watch him a lot. He's got some good YouTube videos that I watch a lot, especially through this process right now and trying to stay fast and quick and get my feet going. So I do have a really long stride, so I like to do those drills that he does to kind of get myself going more quicker than fast. So, and then as far as who I model my game after, in the NFL right now, I would say A.J. Green is who I try to model my game after, the way he goes up and gets the ball, makes every catch, kind of a slender guy like me, long stride, fast. And then who I want to be like would be Randy Moss, of course. I feel like he's the best receiver to ever play. And so those two guys are the main two I kind of try to model my game after.
You know, I think those are definitely really great guys, all of them. Randy Moss obviously will go down as one of the best of all time. You know, the Marshall standout, proved everyone wrong. You know, he makes routes look easy. Jerry Rice was known for route running, and, you know, I think that's something you hit on. I'm very nitpicky when I do wide receiver evaluations. I love a guy that runs good routes. You know, if you run fast, I like it, but it's not the cherry on top. I like guys that run crisp routes, and it's something I see that you're, you know, really trying to improve on. Who I see your game around is a 2013 draft prospect that it was not too long ago. He was drafted in the second round by the Tennessee Titans. And he was the Tennessee Volunteer standout, Justin Hunter. I'm sure you probably are very familiar with Justin.
Yeah.
Justin has your same size. He has the same athletic ability. He runs about a 4 Well, I think he ran a 4.38 at his combine, so that, you know, he was blistering fast. And, you know, I think, I don't mean this in the wrong way, that your routes are still developing. I know that you're improving on them and you're really working hard. Justin was the same way out of college. He had all the athletic ability in the world to make the high grabs and this and that. And he was known as a hard worker. That's another thing that I look to take into an account. But Justin Hunter is who I see your game a lot. And I think you definitely have the ability to be a very good wide receiver at the next level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a great receiver, and I have seen some film on him, and definitely do have the same kind of build and speed and everything. And I mean, there's always, I mean, no matter how good I were to become, I feel like there's always something I could get better at, especially routes. I mean, they can always be crisper. You can always lose a step in there rather than gaining some. So, I mean, if there's something I definitely need to work on, it's that at the next level, because these guys that are going to be going against are going to be right on you every time. So I'm just making sure my routes are crisp, the main thing. And so, I mean, Justin Hunter would be just a great example for a guy that I look like.
And Justin Hunter, who I see you like. Let's talk about some alumni ground. Obviously, the biggest alumni to come out of your school in the last probably decade is former Giant standout Kevin Boss. Does Kevin come around anymore? Does he come and give you any insight for this grind going forward, or any young men in the program that want to see their dreams come true? He was a 6th-round pick, and, you know, he turned into one of the bigger tight ends, obviously, at a 6'7" frame. But has he come back to give you any insight or any helpful tips, or telling you, hey, you know, this is what you should expect from the scouts? Has Kevin come back, or, you know, has any alumni come back to really give you advice for this journey going forward?
I haven't heard from Kevin. He's been back. I've only seen him a couple times coming back for homecoming games or something like that, and I've kind of introduced myself and talked to him a little bit. And the main guy who got drafted, I think it was about 3 years ago, his name's Jason Slowey. He was a offensive lineman, got drafted by the 49ers in the 6th round. And he's actually a coach on the staff now, helping with the linemen. And he's also a track coach. And he's helped me through the process, I mean, more than anybody could. He's been through it, went and trained with the Parabolic out in New Jersey with Brian Martin. And that's how I kind of got hooked up with him. And he's just kind of helped me go through the process of getting the agent, helped me through the process of going and training and what to do when I got back home, and how to stay sticking with it, and just how everything's going to kind of go and what to expect. And so, I mean, he's been a huge help, kind of helping me get exposure as well. And so coming from the smaller school, he kind of had to go through the same thing and trying to get his name out there. And, I mean, he was a 2- or 3-time All-American and one of the strongest linemen in the draft this year, and probably in all the years. And so he was a big prospect coming out, and he's helped me tremendously through it all.
I think it's great that you can look to somebody like that. You know, sometimes I think some guys don't have that opportunity, and I think it's really great that you have a mentor kind of like Jason. You know, I remember him coming out of school, and, you know, I was doing Kevin Boss simply because, you know, a lot of people are familiar with Kevin, not so much Jason, but I think, remember when Jason came out, he was very strong, like you said, very good at the point of attack. I think it's great that you have that mentor figure like that with him. And tell me about your experience coming to Jersey. I'm in South Carolina. You said that you were over here not too long ago at Parabolic Sports. How have they helped you develop into how they developed your game? What have they really tried to help you improve going forward to other opportunities? I suppose you have a pro day, but we'll touch on that in just a little bit. But tell me about your training.
It was great. I mean, I'm so thankful I went out there and they gave me the opportunity to come and work with them. Their whole staff is pretty much doctors, physical therapists, and so everything we did is breaking down the angles of the 40, angles of all the running motion and for the cone drills and all that. I mean, we worked, had 2 workouts every day, get up early, go get some field work in, work on all of our pro day, 40, cone drills, all of that. And later in the day, we would go through a way specific to getting the explosiveness, so our 40 will be fast, our starts will be fast, so we'll jump far, jump high. And, I mean, greatest place I could think of to go to. I mean, everybody is caring for you. Your workouts are individualized just for you, and it was one of the best experiences I've had in going out there. We got to work with guys who have been through the league and are in the league, and we got to work with them in positional drills twice a week. Got some competitive stuff going, working against some of the other guys that were out there. And, I mean, if I wouldn't have gone up there, I feel like I'd definitely be months behind where I am right now for just the technical parts of the cone drills and stuff like that, and just learning little ways to be faster and everything like that. So, I mean, it was awesome getting out there.
I think it's great when you have a good place to develop your game, somewhere to improve your routes, and, you know, it's great that you have that connection and that base to really improve your game, especially going forward with opportunities like a pro day or a regional combine. Let's move into a segment I like to call the three wish segment. I'm your genie, and you have three wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing is you cannot instantly wish yourself to an NFL, CFL, AFL team. But anything else is fair game. You just can't wish yourself instantly to a roster. So what three wishes you got for me?
Three wishes. That's a tough one. I would say a completely healthy career would be my top one. Stay as injury-free as I possibly could. Second one would just be able to make enough and be able to have something after football to be able to take care of all my family, make sure they're taken care of for the rest of their lives. And thirdly, man, I don't know, just have the most successful career I could with the team, give as many Super Bowls as possible.
I think you hit on three very great points. Definitely taking care of your family, looking forward to, you know, life after football. Guys that value their education, I respect very highly. I work at a college, so I definitely understand the feeling. You know, I've always trying to strive to get people to graduate, and I love it when I hear a man like yourself that, you know, is putting school definitely serious and, you know, putting it a very high priority in your life. And it also, like I said, it speaks your work ethic. That's something that stood out for me from pretty much from the first part of this conversation and to, you know, what I've seen. Just different things show me that you have an outstanding work ethic. That's one thing that's going to attract you to NFL teams. So do you have any opportunities come up? Do you have any pro days you're attending, or do you have any other do you have a private workout? I don't know if you can say that stuff. Private workout, I understand. That's usually confidential, even though it usually gets linked out. But do you have any pro day opportunities coming up?
Yeah, next week, Friday, March 13th, I'll be participating in Oregon State's pro day. Got the opportunity to be able to go out there and do all the drills and the routes and stuff with them. So that'll be a really good opportunity. Hopefully that a lot of teams will be out there. So I'm excited for that.
I'm sure you'll have a crowd out there. I know Oregon State's got quite a few players coming out this year. And let's hope that maybe you can go against Steven Nelson, who plays for Oregon State. He's one of the most talented corners in the draft. If you did some drills with him and really shined, it's going to open some eyes. But I really think you're going to open some eyes there next week. The last segment of the show, I like to let you sell yourself to your favorite NFL team. You just were brought in for a private workout. They really like what you saw. They saw from you. You blistered away with a 4.38 on the 40. They like your size. You caught every ball your way, and the general manager's impressed. He looks across the table and says to you, "Why is Tyrell Williams of Oregon or Western Oregon a good fit for my franchise?" You have a few minutes to tell me why.
I would just start by saying that, I mean, like you said earlier, my work ethic is going to be up there, if not better than a lot of guys. And so I feel like no matter what comes my way, I'm going to make sure that I find a solution for it. I mean, my whole life, I've kind of risen to the opportunity that I've been given against the competition, better competition. And whenever I get lower competition, I'll make sure that I don't drop down to that. and every little detail. I'm very detailed with everything in my football and the rest of my life. I try to make sure that I work hard in everything and it's taken care of. And when it comes to practice and watching film, I'm in there every day as much as I can with around my schooling and just making sure that I'm ready for the next practice. I don't make the same mistakes twice, and I'm constantly grinding to ensure that I give myself the best opportunity to play at the next level and be the best guy out there. I mean, I've played against the same teams for 4 years, twice a year, same coaches, same players, and I've made sure that none of those players or coaches can figure out how to stop me, and I continue to make myself successful in each game and find ways to get open and find different ways to be able to assert myself in the play, whether I'm on the field or not on the field. And just try to be the best player I could possibly be, and that's always been my goal, no matter what, is just go out there and grind and work for it as hard as I can and just be the best possible.
Grad fans are thrilled with your answer. You know, I think you hit on a lot of key things there that, you know, general managers are going to be really excited to hear, that your work ethic is crazy. I think general managers look at that kind of stuff, that, you know, your work ethic is going to take you a long way. You're definitely, your size and speed ratio is something to see. You're decorated, and you're not only a student of the game, you want to put in the effort there, but you're a student in the classroom. You want to learn and make yourself better. You stay humble, and that's going to be really attractive to NFL teams. Draft fans, sports fans, I've been joined by Tyrell Williams of Western Oregon tonight. If you want to check him out on Twitter, give him some love and appreciation and support going forward toward his NFL journey at Tyrell Williams _. Give him support. All these guys need support. It doesn't matter if you're a first-round pick or an undrafted rookie or a tryout. Everyone needs the same support. This is a stressful journey. You know, it may be fun and games for all the fans to see, but behind closed doors, these guys are praying every day and trying to get there. And Tyrell is a humble young man. Give him support. So, Tyrell, I really appreciate you coming on tonight. I really wish you the best going forward. I hope we can keep in contact. And if you want to give a shout-out to anyone, here's your chance.
I just want to say thank you for letting me be on the show. I mean, it's a great opportunity to kind of get my name out there and start getting into some more stuff like this. And we'll definitely stay in touch and everything. And so, I mean, as far as a shout-out, I got to give a shout-out to all my boys back at Western Oregon, you know, the football guys and everybody out there. So, and the track team. You know, I'm on the track team, too. Got to give them a shout-out. So I just want to say thank you again for having me on. It was awesome.
A two-way athlete, too. That's very important. Like I said, I appreciate you coming on tonight. I'll be sending you the link on this on Twitter so you can share it with your friends and family, everyone at school. So I hope you have a great evening, and we'll be talking soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
You're welcome. You too. Draft fans, episode 27, Tyrell Williams of Western Oregon, a big wide receiver, 6'4", 218 of Western Oregon. He's a 2014 preseason All-American. He's a three-time All-Conference player. You know, he's got great upside. He's very humble. He's very smart, and his work ethic is crazy. If you want to follow him on his NFL journey going forward, at Tyrell Williams _, I really like this guy, and I hope he really gets a chance going forward. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW, on Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me on Block Talk Radio, and I hope you join me for another edition of Inside the War Room tomorrow night, the 28th episode. Same time, same place, 11 p.m. Hope everyone has a great evening. Take care, everyone.